This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Today, from Mark chapter 10, Leroy talks about two things a servant of Christ cannot choose. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
For many people, being a servant of Jesus Christ sounds romantic and idealistic. But serving Jesus Christ is a demanding proposition, as we see in Mark chapter 10, verses 32 through 34. The text says, "And he took again the 12, and began to tell them what things should happen unto him, saying, Behold, we go up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man shall be delivered unto the chief priests, and unto the scribes, and they shall condemn him to death, and shall deliver him up to the Gentiles, and they shall mock him, and shall scourge him, and spit upon him, and the third day he shall rise again." Now before these remarks, Jesus and his disciples had been in Galilee. The people had been friendly and had turned out in large numbers. The ministry had gone well, and the disciples may have begun to think that serving Jesus Christ was a great idea. Friendly people, big crowds. And then one day, Jesus dropped the bombshell. "We are leaving Galilee and going up to Jerusalem." Jerusalem? Why are we going to Jerusalem? I can almost hear them saying, "The ministry is going great here in Galilee. Here they like us. Up there they hate us. They're liable to kill us." And it was true. But the principle emerging from this story is that a servant of Jesus Christ cannot choose his place of service nor the type of service he will render to the Lord. God chooses both of these things. But along with God's choice, he gives us the wisdom and strength we need. In 1953, my wife Virginia and I were asked by Dawson Trotman, the founder of the Navigators, to go to Pittsburgh and begin the Navigator ministry there. Now, we were perfectly happy where we were, and things were going well. And unknown to me, Virginia had gone through Pittsburgh on a train a year or so before and had been appalled by the polluted air of that filthy city. She had thought to herself, "This is one place I would not like to live." Now today, Pittsburgh is one of the cleanest cities in the land, but it sure wasn't then. But when the call came to go, Virginia joyfully packed her bags and off we went. And she accepted God's place of service, and she experienced it as his good, acceptable, and perfect will. Serving Jesus Christ is not romantic idealism. There will be times when we go to a seemingly unattractive place with no idea of what's ahead. But for the servant of Jesus Christ, there's no greater joy than following the orders of his master. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
A daily time alone with God has marked the turning point in countless lives. To encourage you in establishing a regular time of Bible reading and prayer, we're offering a free copy of the pamphlet, 7 Minutes with God. To receive your copy of 7 Minutes with God, write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. Tomorrow, Leroy examines the tragedy of Christians whose lives are keeping others away from Christ. Join us on Daily Discipleship.